Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dana Kunze. Of course, he heads up the organization for Hitchcock House. Good morning to you, Dana.
Good morning,
Evelyn. Dana, of course, you during the summer, you try to have some programs at Hitchcock House. You plan some programs that help people know the history and just know more about it. And you have a pretty big celebration coming up this Sunday.
Well, we are. We're marking the 160th year of the house, and we're having a kind of a get together on Sunday afternoon, a presentation at 2 o'clock that will be based on the biographies of Underground Railroad people, mostly the local folks who and families that were involved with the Underground Railroad, but we're all pulling in a couple of national figures that had direct ties to Cass County.
Very interesting. Dana, when I think about what we usually talk about, it's the bravery, the trials, the whatever of the folks who were going through the Underground Railroad. And sometimes I think we forget about the home folks who make that happen, and they were in a lot of danger also.
That's exactly right. Those families, as I'm looking at it, a lot of the families were, well, they weren't families yet. They were single men that were helping. But in lots of cases, it was moms and dads involving their kids because they would be welcoming these people into
yes.
their home. And it certainly was no household secret. So.
Yes. So that's, I think you're sort of balancing out the story here this weekend to have people talk about those remembrances of how that all happened. And even making it even more interesting, of course, this is a piece of local history, but you've really searched and found information related to people who actually lived here and made this community happen.
You know, we're so lucky. We just keep finding more and more and more. And I won't divulge any names just yet, but we've just within the last 2 weeks, we've come across information on three more local families that may well have been involved with the Underground Railroad. And so you'd think all this information would have been collected or discovered or researched by now, but it just hasn't been. So it's a lot of fun.
Okay. Then tell us a bit about the visitors from the national level.
The representatives in our presentation for Sunday will include John Brown and his connections to Cass County. Now, we went a long, long time here in Cass County without realizing that Oliver Mills, who was one of our founding businessmen in Cass County, was a cousin of John Brown.
Hmm.
So that is something that we've known for a little while. And then we are going to have a nice biography on Jim Lane, and he is a forgotten figure in American history, and it is a shame because he, certainly in Kansas, they recognize him as being probably the reason that Kansas ended up as a free state right before the Civil War rather than as a slave state, and he was a friend of Abraham Lincoln's, and he had a political career, he had a military career, and he, like John Brown, was an equal rights person, and those people were rare back then. There were lots of people that didn't think slavery was right, but not very many people were equal rights folks.
Yeah, big step there to move
yep.
to that level, yes. So, and we probably should tell people what time and where that this is happening.
Sure. It's happening this Sunday. That's the 17th at 2 o'clock. The program starts promptly at 2, and we'll be in the Big Red Barn out at Hitchcock House. And we encourage people to bring a comfortable lawn chair. We have folding chairs, but they're not near as comfortable as what you might have at home. And we're going to do this presentation, and then we're also going to celebrate the restoration of the house. So we hope to have a few folks that were with the restoration right from the beginning back in the 1980s talk about some things that they recollect, maybe some memories that most of us had forgotten. So like I said, 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon at Hitchcock House in the Big Red Barn. It is a free presentation, and there's going to be cake and refreshments afterwards and opportunity for conversation and more questions and answers. Yep. And, of course, the house will be open, and that is available Tuesday through Sunday, any day or any week in the summer.
Okay. And on Sunday, is there a fee to visit the house, or is that free on Sunday?
I believe we are still charging on Sunday. I know we discussed it, and we've got so many details hanging out there.
That's okay.
We've got so many things we're pulling together, but it is $5 for an adult, and we consider adults anyone who is in high school and above. Anyone but younger than that is free.
Okay. And what time will the house be open?
The house actually opens at 1, but there will be a break during the presentation time. And then it'll open again, and we'll run a pretty full schedule on Sunday. Otherwise, our house is open from 1 to 5 each day, except Mondays, with the last tour leaving at 4:15. We're staffed by volunteers, LaVon, and we sure want to make sure that they give a lot, but we don't want them having to stay way after hours giving tours.
Yes.
So that's why we call it off at that time.
And of course, in addition to the house, which is the center of all of this, but there's walking trails and there's history out around the area.
Lots of history in the area. And we have some really good resource books. We have copies of the 1877 Cass County History Book, which I believe is the best one out there. It's a little book about the size of a Reader's Digest, and if you want to get a lot of history in a hurry, that's a fantastic book. So lots of resources that way. There are videos that can be viewed, and there's just going to be a lot of knowledgeable people there on Sunday.
Yes. The other thing that I think we sometimes forget or just don't think about, that after it was a part of the Underground Railroad, it was a home to people just like every other home.
That's right. Our newsletter this spring has really brought out some descendants of later homeowners there. The house served as a farmhouse for 100 years after the Hitchcocks left, right up till about 1964. And then when the family bought it in 64, they did not need it to live in, so it was abandoned for 20 years. And that's when things really started falling apart for the house.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, you have to have somebody there taking care of it, just being there. So thank goodness it was rescued, and it is such an important piece of history. And I think people who haven't been there just say, it's an old house. Oh, no, there's so many stories that go along with it.
There are, and it's even, the issues are in the news. Even last night there was news about human trafficking, and these issues still exist, unfortunately.
Yes.
And we present a little bit about that as well.
Okay. So all of this is happening Sunday afternoon, and then, as you said, if you have visitors during the week, you're open. And I'm guessing if you had a special family group or a special tour group, you'd open up with other hours also for that particular.
That's correct. Our volunteers are awfully good about making special accommodations for family reunions or club groups that want to come through. Those are some of our favorite tours to give, because those people are really setting some time apart to really view the house and learn from the house.
Mm-hmm. And the stories are wonderful. The volunteers are so good about answering questions and telling the stories. It's that you have a great staff of volunteers there, Dana. So again, this is such a treasure, not only for Cass County, but for the nation, that if you haven't been there, this is a great opportunity. If you have been there, there's always something new. So again, remind us of time and place.
Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock in the Big Red Barn out at Hitchcock House. And the program is free with refreshments afterwards. The program's going to run just right around an hour.
Okay.
So you're not going to be captured for the whole afternoon, but I think if you come, you'll hear things that you did not know happened here.
Okay. And you said you have cake. Of course, it has to be birthday cake, because you're celebrating 160 years. And
got it.
Yeah. So come and enjoy and visit with folks. We want to thank you very much, Dana Kunze, for visiting with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Laura.
Until next time, here's the thought. History, despite its wrenching pain, cannot be unlived, but if we face it with courage, need not be lived again. Big challenge. That's by Maya Angelou.